Hello and welcome to OU's Nach Yomi. You can find this year posted at ouradio.org/Nach or on my website, ericlevy.com, under the recording section.
Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. Psalm 43 picks up where Psalm 42 left off. There, the psalmist was unable to make his pilgrimage to Jerusalem. His enemies mocked him, questioning his faith in a God who, according to them, has clearly abandoned the psalmist, given that God wouldn't allow his own faithful to make his pilgrimage. We discover that water, which the psalmist hoped to partake in if he got to the temple, is actually preventing him from making the trip. So he recalls what the festival was like, specifically the festival of Sukkot, or the Simchat Beit HaShoeva, the water festival, which comes right after, or as part of the festival of Sukkot. And on one hand, the psalmist asks God, petitions God, to let him come and visit Jerusalem. On the other hand, he speaks to his own soul, and he tries to convince his own soul not to despair from the sorrow of not being able to make the journey. The imagery in Psalm 42 is all about water. So this lament, the theme, continues in Psalm 43, but the imagery that we have switches to an imagery of light and music, and the music emanates from the temple. And then as the music emanates from the temple, the images really disappear, and we actually have an image of the temple itself, a realistic image of the temple itself, which rises out from the psalm. Shofteini Elohim v'riva rivi migoy lo chasid mi'ish mirma v'avla tefalateini. Judge me, O God, and take up my case. Literally, riva rivi means fight my fight, but it's in a legalistic sense. Take up my case against an unjust people. Rescue me from a deceitful and unrighteous person. And this person is the enemy who, because of our psalmist's inability to get to Jerusalem, mocked him for his belief that his God was still with him. Ki ata Elohei ma'uzi, lama zenachtani, lama koderet alech, Balachatz Oyev, for turning to and building on verse 10 of Psalm 42. Psalm 43, this verse, verse 2 reads, because you are the God of my fortress, which either means literally Jerusalem, for which he longs to go to, or maybe figuratively the God who is always a virtual fortress that protected me from my enemies. Continuing on with the verse, why have you abandoned me? Lama zenachtani, must I walk over and over? Lama kodere etalech, in darkness, oppressed by the enemy. Note the similarities and the slight differences and expansions on Psalm 42, verse 10. There it said, lama kodere elech, why must I walk in darkness? Here it says, etalech, which is iterative. It means walking over and back and over again in darkness. So things have gotten quite worse. But against the darkness, the psalmist then requests from God, Shalach orcha v'amitecha hema yanchuni yivi'uni el har kodshecha el mishkin notecha. Send your light and your truth, i.e., the truth being that you do the right thing and bring me to pray in Jerusalem for this festival. Send your light and your truth so that they will lead me to rest. They will bring me to your holy mount and to your dwelling place, i.e. the Mishkan, Mishkanotecha, which really is the temple. More and more the images of the temple that he is picturing in his mind solidify. Va'avoa el mizbach Elohim el simchat gili ve'odicha, and let me come to the altar of God, to the God of my joyous happiness, and I will praise you with a lyre, lyre, a type of instrument, O God, my God. In his mind and in his poetry, he's really there. He's playing music. He is praising God. He is taking pleasure at being on the Temple Mount during the Festival of Booths on Sukkot. He is no longer lost in the torrents. He is no longer crying. And yet, of course, he's not really there. He's really restoring his hope. So for a third and final time, he must return to the refrain to wrestle with his soul, and he closes his prayer as follows, with the refrain, Matzishtochachi nafshi, umatehemi alai, ochili Elohim, ki od odenu, yeshuot panai velohai. Why bring me down, O my soul? Why do you create pandemonium within me? Wait for God. And he promises himself, his soul, I will yet praise him, God, for the salvations of his presence, for the salvations of my God.